What about the new music? The new songs, have you been writing?
Oh, yeah. I was just talking about this earlier. I have about 10 songs beyond the last release. I want to write a couple more before I go in to record, because I'd like to have maybe 14 songs so that I can pick the 10, 11, or 12 best ones. That's the way I like to do it. I don't like to have to depend on every song coming through, because you know, we're the kind of band, our fans are asking us, band, I don't know, we're the duo, the kind of duo, our fans are asking us to give them something more like what we do live, and I think to capture what we do live is really kind of hard, because like you said, 50% visual, 50% music, there is a lot of energy that we put out through what we're doing in front of people. Mm-hmm. Some of it, I just don't know how it's going to record, because I haven't done it yet. We just recorded some of the new songs at the WNYC studio, where they broadcast a lot of PRI and NPR programs out of. So we had the luxury of a great engineer, a great room, great mics, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
a Steinway grand piano that we used on a couple of the tunes. Mm-hmm. And I decided, let's try it live this time and see what happens.
People can listen to that on your MySpace site, right? Isn't there a link to some of that, maybe?
No, not yet. I did throw up a song, a really new song, and I've never done this before, but I just wrote a song, and then the next day I recorded it and put it on MySpace just
right.
to see what people would say about it. It's a brand new song. It hasn't even gone through the process of, you know, adding Claire to it. It hasn't gone through the process of, you know, figuring out whether or not I need this line in there anymore. You know, that typical chopping block process.
I'm curious now. I know myself, when I write, I have a certain way. I write best as a songwriter when I'm on the road, when I've mm-hmm. been on the road for a long time, and I get a hotel room off to the side by myself, and I mm-hmm. go in and I pour them out, you know, and they get three. I write five songs in an hour, you know. But, so what for you, what's your most creative moment? When do you write best? When do you create best?
It seems to be when I'm tired. I don't know why, but that's actually true. And I'm the kind of songwriter who pulls something together in about an hour mm-hmm. as well. And if it's not coming, then I don't try to push it. I just know myself. If I try to push something, then I'm not attached to it when I try to perform it either. So it might as well just kind of go by the wayside. You know.
I know that you guys are right now in your promo. It says you're based out of Brooklyn. But I know basically you live in your vehicle.
Yeah.
I mean, you're playing every night. I mean, so so going down the road, how do y'all get along? Do you take turns driving, or does one of you do all the driving?
Sarah does most of the driving.
A lot of arguing about where to eat. Do you like the same kind of food?
No, we're pretty easy with that stuff.
You don't have any problem with any of that?
No, we're twins.
You can tell us. You can tell us if there's any scoop
or
anything.
We used to fight. We've had to actually sit down and say, look, we've got these communication problems, and this is what
sure.
we need to do. You
That's
know?
The funny
I'll
thing.
Bet.
People always ask us that twin question. Hey, do you have a telepathic bond? My answer always is, we have a hard enough time communicating as regular human beings.
You know what it is? It's because, like, if I get a phone call and like our label guy or whatever says, oh yeah, and gives me all this information like A, B, C, and D, I'll be like, oh, okay, so I know, so that means Sarah knows. And I don't even tell her.
I call it the assumed telepathic bond.
Communication
is
breakdown.
The neglect of using regular language.
But it's great, though, because, you know, I've seen your show now twice, and pretty much just in the last couple of weeks I've seen you, and mm-hmm. I love it, because one of the gauges to me of true artistry is that every time you see an act that performs original music, that it is an original show. That it's like you have to see. You can't just see you all once and have seen you. I mean, if you go to your show, it's going to be a unique experience every time you do it, because you're doing your music in the mood that you're in that night and the conditions that you're in.
Yeah.
And it's not a stereotype. There's going to be this song and then this song and this song. It's, you know, I love that. One of the things I noticed, and I'm sure it's been talked about a lot, the fact that you are sisters and you have that sibling harmony thing happening, but I have watched you twice, and both of those times that I watched you, there was times when I lost track of which one of you was singing which part. The way you interweave and blend, do you think about that, or does that just happen?
You know, that is something.
I kind of work my harmonies around her melodies a lot. She'll have the melody in stone first, and then we'll kind of like work together on some harmony parts to go.
And we make sure that they're jumping around, actually. It's funny. I mean, it's just... it's just the way we do it.
By now,
it's part of the bonus,
recordings.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's part
Ever
of the whole uniqueness
we were
of the act.
Little kids doing those tape recorder Chicks and Families rocks.
We'd be
radio
washing dishes
songs.
And singing together in the kitchen. It's mm-hmm. just always like, you know, we improvised a lot as kids and just like.
Oh, yeah. We used to sing rap songs opera style. We thought that was a fun one. And we used to sing Christmas carols a minor second or a major second apart to see how long we could hold that together without messing up.
So if you could tour with anyone out there at all that's out there right now, who would it be?
Oh, I think Gillian.
Yeah.
Actually, Dave.
Gillian Welch.
Well, hopefully
Dave
Gillian
Rowling.
Is listening. Hopefully Gillian is listening to this. Hopefully they catch this on one of the places it's going to be.
Oh, man.
I love her songwriting. I love her as a person. I've gotten a chance to talk with her a few times in New York when she was there. And Dave, too. I just think musically they inspire me every time, like what you were saying. You know, it's not a package, you know, deal, sealed and ready to go. It's true raw music, and I love the simplicity of it and how it comes off, you know, in so many different ways. So she's somebody who consistently inspires me. Definitely.
So what about a place, a venue? Is there any venue you've always wanted to work, like Carnegie Hall, or is there any place?
Sure.
No, seriously, is there any one place place that if you could play any event, festival that you know of?
I want to play on Prairie Home Companion.
Yeah,
I want to do the mountain stage. Yeah. Claire seems to agree. I want to do. I want to do Carnegie Hall. I think that'd be great. You know, I see that like Elvis Costello's coming here and playing with the symphony someday. I think that would be the coolest thing in the world with my classical background
someday.
And being used to being on those stages. Yeah, because you know, I've played with so many symphonies now. I'm kidding,
right.
but that kind of that's the kind of direction I'm.
I really, really, really appreciate you guys coming by and doing this with me.
Well,
it's wonderful. I'm like your biggest Nashville fan now. I'll be spreading the word.
Well, you're a great
thank
fan
you.
To have. So
yeah.
We want to thank Al Jolson for the use of his studio and David Judy for his equipment and for his expertise and engineering back there for us. And I hope to see you on the road soon. Travel safe.
Thank you.
And we'll see all the rest of you next time.
See you next time.
Thank you.